done to our hearts and our lives. I ask you, if you will, take your Bibles and again go with us to 2 Timothy, the second chapter. 2 Timothy, the second chapter. I kind of have some hoarseness today. I don't really feel like it so much as from the Botox injection. Feel like it's more allergy stuff. I have the last couple of weeks, my allergies have really gotten bad. And I think it's this warmer weather has caused a lot of pollen. So I think that is a lot of what I have going on today. But that's all right. We'll get where we need to go. In 2 Timothy, the second chapter, we started 2 or 3 weeks ago in looking at some things in this chapter. And then a couple of weeks ago, I started the message and the thought of the challenge before us. I had planned to share several things, actually only got one thought preached on that Sunday. I tried to emphasize the propagation of the Word from what Paul said in the second verse. Paul said in the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. I remember emphasizing that Paul is saying to Timothy in my words, Timothy, you're a link in the chain of spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ. And Paul's challenge to Timothy, commit it, entrust it into the hands of others, that they may share it with others. They may share it with others. I say to you and I, that is why we have what we have today. I remind you, that is why we have what we have at St. John Baptist Church. Because there were those faithful through the years teaching the Word of God, preaching the truth of God, standing on the course that God had set down to follow. I thank God for them that has blazed the trail before us. And now it is our duty as links in the chain to carry on the work of God, sharing it with others, they may know Him. I remember we said those things, and really that was as far as we got. But this morning I want to go a little deeper. And in verse number 3 and 4, Paul says these words, "Thou therefore, in your hardness, as a good soldier of Jesus Christ, no man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier." In my thoughts as I studied and prepared, I thought, what was the second challenge that Paul gives Timothy? And Paul seems to challenge him to the patriotism of a soldier. I use the word patriotism. That is a word we're all familiar with. We think of patriotism to our nation and our country. And so we ought to have a patriotism toward being an American. But the word patriotism means devoted love, support, and defense for one's own country. Another said this, love of country and a willingness to sacrifice for it. I am thinking not so much about patriotism as an American, but patriotism as a child of God. You realize that although we are citizens of this country, as we often say, this world is not our home. Paul told us the church at Philippi, he says, our citizenship is in heaven. Paul said our conversation is there. Our life is there. Our mind is there. I am a citizen of another world. Paul says, Timothy, I challenge you, be a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Thought about soldiers. I know we have had several in her church being in the military. I read the oath that soldiers make when they get into the army. I can't quote it all, but it talks about loyalty, honor, integrity, faithfulness to the commander-in-chief, with honor serving. I believe that fits us. I believe Paul is saying, Timothy, with honor, with dignity, with loyalty, with integrity, sacrifice, serving our commander-in-chief. Be good soldiers, Jesus Christ. Paul goes on, and he says, therefore endure hardness. That phrase, endure hardness, talks about suffering hardship along with somebody else. Paul said, as you are a soldier of Jesus Christ, there will be things you have to endure. I've never been in the military. My dad was. Fought in World War II. Dad at times he wouldn't talk a lot about it. At times he would share a few things. But there is an endurance soldiers have to have. There is a kind of difficult training. Sacrifices. Sometimes they are out in the jungles or sands and they go weeks without bathing. Let me, Paul, say, I'm not saying be that kind of soldier. Please, please, shower. Take a bath. But I'm saying the sacrifice. You know what I'm getting at. Soldiers sacrifice for their country and for their commander-in-chief. We ought to realize there's times we'll have to endure sufferings. Things we don't like. Things we don't want to have to go through and deal with. And our commander-in-chief passed down the order. Things we have to endure. Paul said, endure hardness as a good soldier. I thought about the phrase that I've heard numerous people use down through the years, saying soldiers are a band of brothers. And we are, as soldiers of Jesus Christ, band of brothers and sisters in Christ. I said that phrase of enduring hardness. It means to suffer along with. Paul said in other places, we ought to weep with those who weep. Rejoice that with others that rejoice. We ought to feel the hurts. Enjoy the blessings. that others have. When one of our own is hurting, it ought to move our heart. It ought to cause us to pray for them a little extra. Asking God to encourage them, strengthen them. We hear that God has blessed somebody some way. We ought to rejoice right along with them. Thank God that you blessed them and answered their prayer. Paul said, endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. He said, no man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who had chosen him to be a soldier. As I said, the soldier in our military, they have a desire to obey the commander in chief. I will tell you that ought to be our desire. God, I will obey you, follow you, listen to what you say, that it might please and honor you with all of my heart. Paul said, don't let yourself get all tangled up in the things of this world. Good soldier doesn't do that. Last Sunday morning after service, just about everybody was gone. There wasn't but a handful of others standing around. And we were getting ready to slip out the side door ourselves. I was standing right here, and Luke slipped up, said, preacher, can I ask you a question? I said, yes. He said, why is the world got so mean, so evil? I said, Luke, the Bible tells us, Paul says it in chapter 3, the Bible says that as it draws closer to the coming of the Lord, evil men will wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. I said there is so much evil today because there's wicked people out there doing horrible things. Have I said that Jesus is coming soon? And I believe when we see how wicked things are, that's another sign it won't be long. He said, oh, okay. But I want to tell you, we're living in a day. Things are getting worse and worse and worse. Just about the time you think I've seen it all, something else happens and you say, my stars. My stars. Paul says, Timothy, guard your service. Guard yourself. There are people that will deceive you, trick you, trip you, cause you to get tangled up in this world. He said, Timothy, be a good soldier. Jesus Christ. Let me quickly give you the others. Paul not only talks about the patriotism of a good soldier. Paul says in verse 5, and if a man also strive for masteries, yet is he not crowned except he strive lawfully. Paul says, Timothy, the challenge is to have the perseverance of an athlete. Paul is thinking about the games, the Olympic Games, the Greek Games of his time. Paul said, if an athlete desires to win the crown, he's got to strive lawfully. The idea is he's got to obey the rules. He's got to persevere in the right way. We had a good example just a few weeks ago. There was a Russian figure skater came out in the news a few weeks ago that the Olympic Committee stripped her of the gold medal she won in the 2022 Olympics in Beijing because of doping. They not only stripped her of her medal, but banned her for 4 years from competing in the Olympics. Paul says, Timothy, if you want to win the prize, strive lawfully, follow the rules. You see, every now and then, we hear of somebody we thought would stand, we hear of them falling. Just a few weeks ago, I got word about a preacher friend from Alexander County. Pastors were the larger churches, Baptist churches in Alexander County. Things have been coming out. He was driving under the influence, wrecked his truck, pulled a gun, threatened to kill himself after a time of confronting the officers, finally turned himself in. I heard it and it broke my heart. Since then, I've heard other things. I heard that he was having an affair with another woman in the county. I thought, my stars. But I want to tell you, every time I hear something like that, I thank God, if it wasn't for you, I could do the same thing. I could fail, I could fall flat. I could ruin my testimony. I could ruin my ministry. But God, by Your grace, by Your help, by Your keeping, I'm able to stand. Paul said, Timothy, man's going to want to win the prize. He's got to strive lawfully. Going to have to obey the rules. I don't always say a lot about it, but I want to remind you, there will come a time we'll stand and give an account to Jesus for how we've served Him. There'll be a time it's not going to be a judgment of whether we make it into heaven or not as Christians. Because once we were saved, we're saved. But we'll stand at the judgment seat of Christ, give an account of the deeds done in our bodies. Paul said in Corinthians, our works will be judged. Some will be gold and silver and precious stones. They'll be rewarded. Said some will be wood, hay, and stubble, consumed in the fire test. He said some will be saved, so as by fire. Some have got the idea, well, I'll get by. I'll get by. God's a good God. I'll get by. Back when I was at school at West Lenore, I had Preacher Tom Walker, pastors in Marion. He was my English teacher. And he was good in English. And he was knowledgeable and pretty strict at times. Sometimes guys wouldn't understand English. Sometimes they didn't even study a lot. And when they failed to pass the test, they pressed Brother Tom to grade on the curve. The idea is taking the high grade and the low grade and find some middle ground so them low grades will go away. Can I tell you, God doesn't grade on the curve. God's not going to say, well, you did fair. These did better, but we'll pull you on up here. You'll give an account of the life you've lived. Paul says, lastly, verse 6, Timothy, here's my last challenge. Have the patience of a farmer. He said, the husbandman that laboreth must be first partaker of the fruits. That one laboreth needs to grow weary with toil and labor. I never farmed much anything big. I have tried to raise a garden in years past. Sometimes they did okay. Sometimes they didn't do a whole lot. But I do know just a smidgen about raising a garden. I do understand that it isn't easy to do any of that. When you're raising a garden or farming acres, takes a lot of early mornings. Takes a lot of late evenings. Takes a lot of work in the heat of the day. Takes a lot of patience for the rains to come. Sometimes you gotta pull out weeds. Sometimes you gotta just hope for some good weather. Plow and till the ground. Sometimes I wonder if farmers may think, is it all worth it? All of those hard days. All of those days hoeing and plowing and tilling and all of those things. Is it worth it? But you know what keeps the farmer going? Is the harvest. Is whenever you get things out of the garden, out of the fields. I really believe this. Through all the hard work, through all the labor, sometimes the farmer may say, I just don't know if it's worth it. But when he eats that first run of green beans, when he jumps on that first good ear of that sweet corn, when the first tomatoes are pulled off the vine, you slice one of them boogers up, put it on some white bread, slap a little Duke's mayonnaise on it. Man, that's some good, good eating. When you slice open that first watermelon on a hot summer's day, let that sweet juice run down your chin. Then he says, it's worth it. It's worth it. Preacher, what are you getting at? Sometimes we think, Lord, is it worth it to go through all we deal with? Trying to serve you in such an evil, wicked world. Times are so hard and people don't care. They mock Christians and Christianity. And Lord, we suffer at times so deeply in our hearts and in our lives. Lord, is it really worth it? But I want to tell you, the first time you look on his face, the first time you're able to bow at his feet, first time you're able to kneel before his throne, the first time you're able to gaze around the city of God, which is going to be home for eternity, you'll say, Lord, it's a wonder I ever grumbled. I ever complain because I see it's worth it all. The old hymn says, just one glimpse of him in glory will the toils of life repay. Sometimes, listen to me, and this is where I'm closing out and leaving it. Sometimes you wonder, is it really worth it all? All I have to go through, my physical pains, my hurts, my sicknesses, my sorrows, the times they give me such a hard time at work because of how I live and what I do, and sometimes my burdens seem so heavy. Lord, I wonder if it's really worth it. Paul is saying to Timothy, have the patience of a farmer. Because you ain't got to the harvest yet. You've not got to the day when all of this will be behind you. Timothy, be a good soldier. Timothy, live by the rules God's given. Be patient like a farmer is patient. And one day you'll enjoy the great blessings God has in store. I encourage your heart today. Whatever you're dealing with, whatever you're facing, whatever is heavy on your heart and life, keep pressing on. Keep serving Him. Keep living for God. One day we're going to get home. We're going to get home. Brother Kevin, would you get us a song? We'll stand and sing. There may be somebody today that you would say, "Preacher, my load just seems so heavy. My heart is just so burdened. Sometimes I just ask myself the question, is it really worth it all?" I'm here to tell you it is. Just keep pressing on. Keep serving the Lord. Keep honoring Him. And I can't help but believe soon we're going to be home. Let's stand and let's sing. If there's a need in your heart, this altar is open.
190 left.